This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdinagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also undertook metro ride till Meerut South Station and interacted with students and passengers. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82 kilometers Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat Regional Rapid Transit System RRTS. With a design speed of 180 kilometers per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centers such as Shahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modi Nagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The Prime Minister also flagged off Meerut metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram, operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Meerut Metro is India's fastest metro system with maximum operational speed of around 120 kilometers per hour. It covers the entire stretch in just 30 minutes. Later, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said that projects launched today will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat.
Aaj ka ye karyakram भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार की कार्य संस्कृति को भी दर्शाता है और हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Mr. Modi said that he showed myriad things to the world leaders at the AI Summit exhibition. He particularly mentioned two products at the exhibition. He said one was displayed at the Amul booth, which explained how AI is helping in the treatment of animals and how farmers keep track of their dairy and animals with the help of 24/7 AI assistants. He said the other was how, with the help of AI, Indians are preserving their ancient scriptures. Raja Ji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai Toh Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub, SID. Addressing the launch event, Mr. Chaudhary said that India's digital strength has been globally recognized through transformative initiatives such as India Stack and now the Skill India Digital Hub. He said that these platforms have expanded access to public services and skill development at an unprecedented scale. The minister also urged the citizens to connect with this campaign and take the next step in their growth journey. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in a joint security operation in Kishtwar district today. Our correspondent reports the operation codenamed Trashi 1 was launched on the basis of specific intelligence inputs about the presence of three Pakistani terrorists in the area. The terrorists, hiding inside a mud house in the foothills of a hill, opened fire on the approaching troops, leading to an intense gunfight in the general area of Pasarkut and Chatru belt, prompting joint parties including Troops, Army's 11 Rashtriya Rifles, J&K Police and CRPF to launch a search operation. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 188 runs, India were 82 for 5 in 13.2 overs against South Africa in the Super 8 clash in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Opting to bat, South Africa posted 187 runs for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs with the help of David Miller's 63 of 35 balls and Tristan Stubbs' 44 of 24. In another Super 8 match of the Group 2, England defeated Sri Lanka by 51 runs at the Palakkale International Stadium in Sri Lanka. And with that, we end this news bulletin.